My name's Squeak. I've been protesting here at Rathlew since November. I've recently been made homeless as a result of an illegal eviction carried out last Thursday morning. We had about 60 security, M3, meatheads, so on, arriving en masse in numbers to remove us from the frontline encampment. I spent 60 hours down a tunnel. And I only came up because they gave me a 10-point agreement on behalf of the NRA. Numerous different points, but the main one was that no work would be carried out in the vicinity of Rathlew until the 17th of April. Now, this agreement was between me, Lisa Feeney, and Kevin O'Rourke on behalf of the NRA. It's signed, dated, everything. And as a result of these agreements from the NRA, I agreed to come out of the tunnel. Now, the problem what happened is that Martin Marr, who I believe is the contractor working on this site, lied and said there was a clause in that agreement that the protesters would behave themselves and would not come over the fence. This is not in the agreement. I signed no agreement with Martin Marr. He is lying to everyone in order to get his work done. So as a result, without even informing me, they cancelled my agreement and began work on Tuesday morning when they started digging holes into the esker to facilitate concrete being poured for steel fence. Yesterday we saw the worst bit of destruction that I have ever seen in my life in the name of construction, where diggers, three or four diggers working on the slopes of Rathlew, carried away half of an esker, and they're continuing it today. Help.
And is there anything else that you'd like to say to Indy Media?
We've got to fight them. Come now and see what's happening, because they are lying through their teeth. I heard so much conflicting reports yesterday. The NRA at one point issued a press statement that no work was being carried out in Rathlew. Debbie was at the Hill of Tara. She was doing a radio interview by phone, and the man, Sean O'Neill from the NRA, was telling her on the radio interview, "I can tell you that there's no work going on," and Debbie had to say, "Listen, man, I'm on the Hill of Tara and I'm watching the sea of high-vis and diggers from here. I can even read you out the name of the contractor on the digger." And still, they are lying blatantly through their teeth. Now, we had a problem yesterday. John Gormley called out the site, but he was told it was too dangerous to come to the route because of the protesters. This is absolute lies. We are peaceful protesters.
He was escorted by a protester.
Yeah.
He was escorted by somebody who's previously protested on the ground. So how dangerous are the rest of us if he can walk through the dark woods at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is it. The NRA are lying. We are peaceful protesters. No one has been arrested for violence. The Garda search team, the 30-man plus Garda search team, who was called out yesterday morning to comb the woods for our weapons, agreed with me that they found nothing. Went through the tents, you know, cut back undergrowth, looked everywhere they could. So basically, the NRA are lying to make it seem that we are violent, a violent riot. There was 3 riot vans yesterday morning, sure, there was only 10 protesters, it's insane. And this is how they're trying to get their job done, by lying about us, you know.